So when Krishna asks that Arjuna rise beyond the three modes, does that mean that anyone can rise beyond their own nature and become situated in the spiritual nature? We have to look at the context. This verse comes in 2.45 in the Bhagavad Gita. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna Nirdvandho Nitya Sattvastho Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Krishna is telling, rise beyond the three modes. Rather, actually what he is saying is, the Vedas deal with subjects related to three modes. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. The subject of the Vedas deals with the three modes. And Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna, go beyond the three modes. So, if you look at the context, Krishna is talking about Karmakanda. Karmakanda is material religiosity. This is 2.45 and 2.42-43. Krishna talks about Yam Vam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti Vipashita Veda Vadata Partha Nanidastiti Vadina Kamat Mana Swarga Parajanma Karma Phala Pradam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bhogeshwaragatim Prati. So he talks about people who do religion for the sake of getting material things. That is Karmakanda. And Krishna is telling Arjuna that, okay, Vedas deal with this, but the ultimate conclusion of Vedas is higher. And seek that ultimate conclusion. So his focus is not so much on Arjuna, that you have to yourself become transcendental in terms of all the actions that you do. At the end, Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to fight. In 18.59, he says that, Svabhava jena kaunte nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasi anmohat karishasya vashopitat. We are all bound by our svabhava, Arjuna. And he says, Svabhava jena kaunte nibaddha svena karmana. We are bound by our nature. Kartum nechasi anmohat. You may think that I will not do this, but karishasya avashopitat. Helplessly you will be forced to do it. So that means that Krishna is telling Arjuna more to go beyond the section of the Vedas which talks about subject within three modes, which talks about elevation to heavens, and is telling him to focus on the spiritual section of the Vedas which talks about soul and self-realization. But while pursuing self-realization, Arjuna cannot give up his swabhava. In terms of his action, he will pursue transcendence through the body-mind complex that he has. He can't suddenly get a new body and mind. So he will naturally act as a Kshatriya. But instead of acting as a Kshatriya who seeks Swarga, he can act as a Kshatriya who seeks the spiritual world. So the Vedas talk about how to go to heavens. Krishna tells Arjuna, work in a more selfless way, more spiritually enlightened way, and seek a destination higher than heaven. Seek the spiritual world. That's the purpose of what he is saying. Does that answer your question?